She is survived by Gary and wife Tina and daughter Michelle, then stepdaughters Wanda and stepson Blaine, 6 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and 2 step-great, there's 3 step-great-grandchildren and 2 step-grandchildren. I'm sorry if you're one of those that, that I would say that in such a way, but that tells me there's a large family, and certainly so would Brother John and sister-in-law Ruth and Betty and then brother-in-law Kat. You are a loving family and a wonderful family. Yesterday I celebrated the stories that we shared together and also the involvement of family and faith and fellowship. And hearing about the good homemade biscuits made with lard, and that means they get better as they get older, is what I was told. And how this day, well, it's a day that I think we all knew would happen, but it's a day that God has made for a greater purpose. And we're part of God's family, too. And that family requires that we be present with the Lord, and He calls us home. That's the way life works. We're born, we live, and we pass. But for the Christian, the believer, it's interesting because the world has the beginning, a middle, and an end. But the Christian faith has an ending, a transition, and a new beginning. So for us, like the poem on the back of your bulletin, that is indeed just an explanation of this idea that I am talking about in celebration of her life. And it says, don't think of her as gone away. Her journey has just begun. See, that's a new beginning. Life holds many facets. The earth is only one. Just think of her as resting from the sorrows and the tears in a place of warmth and comfort where there are no days and years. Think how she must be wishing that we could know today how nothing but our sadness can really pass away. And think of her as living in the hearts of those she touched. For nothing love is ever lost, and she was loved so much. Indeed, we celebrate life, we celebrate living, we celebrate the grace of God that has brought us here today to remember and celebrate the life of Ruby and to know that her family and her faith and her fellowship have made this moment possible, that heaven is expanded by one more soul, and that we here today can celebrate that. That indeed what faith is all about. Now let us hear, it's because He lives. As we talked yesterday, we were sharing about how family and faith and fellowship all come together, and the home table is so important. In John, the gospel, these are the words that Jesus said. And He said them for moments just like this for us. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I'm going. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but an advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Let us pray. Dear Lord, open up this scripture that we may see indeed into the very house of God and know that a table is prepared and Ruby is there with the others that have gone before and they are waiting for us to come. Lord, let us know that this temporary place we live, this life we live, is but for a moment and eternity lasts forever. In Jesus' holy, sweet name we pray. Amen. As I was looking through and reading about the family, they say when we pass, we see a tunnel and it's white, and we pass through to the other side. Now, science has tried to explain it away, like they do a lot of things. But for me, I believe that when we pass, God brings us to Himself. we who are in the Lord. And we enter that tunnel, and they say when you pass through the tunnel, you see those on the other side, and they welcome you. There have been cases where people have gone in, and then they've come back, and they've even mentioned family members they did not even know, and said they saw someone or hurt someone. And I was thinking here and looking at the names with her husband George and Samuel and Joseph Michael and brothers George and Norman and Howard and Delano and sisters Hazel and husband Al and then Joyce and Jean and Sir Cornelius and great-grandson John Scott and LB, thinking of all the family members. My grandmother lived to be 104 years old. She was a ward. They were long-lived people. They must have had a gene about them. And I remember I talked to her one day, and I said, "Grandma, I said, how does it feel to be so old?" And she said, "It's good," she said. But she said, "Everybody I know is dead." And I said, "Wow, that's kind of a downer." And she said, "Don't worry about it. I'm going to be with them soon," she said. And I'll never forget it, because she was called home on Christmas. And I was with her the night she passed. I drove down from the church. I've been in ministry 32 years now. And I had gotten a call that it was close. And with Grandma, you have to realize, Grandma, she went to the hospice house down in Wideville, North Carolina. And then she checked out. She didn't want to stay anymore, and she walked out. She was known to be the type that we just felt like she was going to live forever. But even she had her time. But I remember what she said about they're all dead, and I thought it was a down thing, but it's really a part of life to know that we're not alone. We're not alone on this side of the veil, and we're not alone on that side of the veil. And to think that Ruby, in the last few years, with all the attention and her communication with the looks and the eyes and the daily calls and all the connection that the family has made and then caring and just the struggles of life, we sometimes lose sight that when we enter heaven, we enter as a whole person, as a saved person, as a healed person. We enter not in one particular understanding, we enter as we are known to God, as children of God. And that is indeed what family is about. Now, I've heard about the Halloween celebrations and the soup and the family and the meals. And I think with Ruby, it's a common table. She enjoyed preparing and she enjoyed celebrating family. And even at work, when she mentioned family, her love for family exceeded just all the other things that she held. But that family love was based in her love of God, her love of faith, and her being a part of this fellowship here at Spring Hill. With all the families that are part of this church, we celebrate that we indeed have known and we have grown together and we have loved, and now we're seeing her pass into the loving hands of Christ. And we know that family, it never ends. There's a lot of things about life that are hard to do. There's some days that you wish will never come. The day my father died, I never wanted that day to come. I didn't think I could handle it. I did not know how I could go the next day without his strength and support and his ability to be my father on this earth. But I realized after that day came, everything he taught me, everything he gave me, was for that moment of knowing that he's my father and I love him. Understand that this is a moment that love is the most real it can possibly be in your life. Some would say it's the moment of marriage, or maybe the first kiss, or maybe the moment that have a sudden occasion of celebration. But I think these are the moments right here, right now, that you can feel love as close as you ever have. Because the truth is, none of us are very far from this veil. We're all very close to the other side. Yet the earth, it fears it, and it runs away, and it thinks somehow this is a bad thing or a negative thing. But like my grandmother was saying to me, "Jerome, you need to understand that life is about living, and then you live your life, and then you let it go, and then you let God." And today is one of those moments that God is reaching through all the tears and the fears and the years. And God has given us the ability to express love without condition. See, our love is with condition. Now, Ruby's wasn't. She loved her children to love her children. Now, even when maybe you kids weren't the best in the world, she still loved you. See, God's love is unconditional. God doesn't look at us and say, I'll love you today and I will not love you tomorrow. God loves us every day. And that love empowers us and enables us to be whole. So this is what I say. I have lots of memories, and some of those memories I will never remember. We were talking about that yesterday, weren't we? How some names, the other day I wanted a name from somebody, and I have nobody to call to get a name because they're gone. The parents are gone, the grandparents are gone. There's this name I want of somebody who did something funny years ago, and I cannot remember. And perhaps it'll come to me. Perhaps I'll have to make it up. I do not know. But I can say this. God remembers. God knows. He knows all the times that she wiped away the tears. She knows all the times that she spoke when you needed a word. God knows all the times that she was there through the passing of so many in her family as a pillar of strength. God knows every time she prepared a table, and every time she made a biscuit, and every time she welcomed you with love. See, God knows this, and that is the process of love that we are seeing here today. We celebrate that. Also learned that she loved us of bluegrass music. And I lived for 10 years. In fact, our house is in the mountains, and I love bluegrass music. And that first song that, as the family entered in, Go Rest High on That Mountain, was requested by the family so that all here can enjoy not only Vince Gill, but the sound and the music that is from the heart of America, the story of how we are called to be together. In fact, I found out from Gary that he wrote that song because a friend of his died, and it helped him to deal with the passing of his friend. And there's something about that ability music has to lift us up. And I think music is how we are ushered into heaven. I do not think it is a silent moment. I do not think it is just visual with lights and images. I think God ushers us in with the music of the soul. In fact, I believe that in the very creation was sung into being. I think in the beginning when Genesis says, let there be heaven and let there be earth, God sang it into being. God sang the song of creation, and I think that song still resonates here today in the beautiful anthems we have heard. And the stories we have heard, we hear the very voice of God speaking. I was young in ministry. I had a moment that I had one of those divine moments that you're on a mountaintop and you see over into the promised land. And it was after I had been serving over in the sand hills, over in a little town called Windblow. And the Spirit was with me strong. And I had three services in one week. This was like 3 weeks after starting preaching, and I was just doing all these services. And God, he got a hold of me, and he said, write these words, Jerome, and I did. And they say, peace and love from God above. True forever reign, midnight star and morning sun, Jesus is our King. When we go to his house, the doors will open wide, and the light of love will shine about and lead us out the night, and we will behold our Father on the throne. And he will say, I love you so, children, welcome home. And we'll run into his arms and cry with tears of joy, and we'll touch the face of God in love forevermore. And at this moment, Ruby is with the Lord. And here's something I learned when my mother passed. I was very disheartened because I called her a lot, and we would talk, never about business or about church, because with her husband being a preacher, she didn't want to hear a lot of that. It was always about me or about the children or about the family she wanted to know. When she passed, I was sad, and a friend of mine came up and said, Jerome, you need to look at it this way. And I said, what way is that? He said, every time you pray from now on, your mother's standing right next to the Lord. And so every day I pray, I know Mom is there, close to him, and she can hear, and she can participate in that conversation as God so blesses. We are in a place right now that the valley is deep, and there's no denying that. We're in a place that the world is hard and the wind is cold. We're in a place that the world turns away, is afraid. But we know what the true moment is. This is the new beginning. Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we have talked about home and life and family, we thank you for this family and for the love they have for their mother and Faith, their matriarch. We ask your blessings be upon them and the weeks to come and the years to come, that they may indeed celebrate life and know that there are memories, but there's also the truth of the resurrection, and we claim that. Lord, will you bless them in every way? In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, our recessional song will be played. It's called Phone in Heaven. It's what the family has asked us to play, and I invite you to stand as the family will be led out, and we'll have the playing of the music. Thank you.